That's beauty. Here's the beast. Amen. Maybe on the inside. I don't know how that works. Amen. Let me pray and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach your word again. And I pray, Father, that you give me clarity of thought and mind. Father, that I might never lose sight. That, Father, my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the master of life. Work in our hearts to that end and be with each and every person here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. This is either the fifth and final, depending if it goes too long, it will become a sixth also out of this one point. We will see. But on the master out of Luke chapter 8. Okay. You got to remember with this that Jesus is the Lord of all that pertaineth to God's creation. So many times it becomes because we're going to be in Luke chapter 8, we're going to be in Matthew, I believe, chapter 9, and Mark chapter 5. You can mark those parts of the gospel because that's comparing the story, the last one we're going to look at, this last healing that we're looking at tonight. And I need to remember, and to me, it's not a Christmas text. It's something you need to realize and I need to realize every day, and that's Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Because it tells us about his birth. You know, it says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. The government should be upon his shoulder." I'm not worried about America. I'm not worried about Canada. Okay? You think we got it bad? They're probably going to be replacing their prime minister. Okay, I don't know. But I'm not worried about the government because I'm a citizen of a far better country. And you need to remember that all the time. And it says, and the government should be upon his shoulders. Name shall be called what? Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That might be a message series. Okay, but also, if you're taking preaching classes, that might be an assignment, okay? But you're looking at this, but I want to understand, he's the master of all. And the first message we looked at in this series was he's the master of relationships. And second one was the master of creation. The third message was he's the master of the mind. And the fourth one is he's the master of the body. And tonight, in Luke chapter 8, I'm going to read verses 41 through 56, he's the master of life. Luke chapter 8, starting at verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come unto his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. And that's what we spoke of last week, okay, with him being the master of the body. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And all denied. Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. One thing I want you to understand with that, you know, tonight we heard of answer to prayers. When you give prayers, requests, you know what you need to do? You need to give praise for the answered prayers. Okay? You don't know what they can do to somebody else's heart. Helps them to gain faith that maybe their prayers are going to be answered. Okay? And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, where he was headed until people stopped him, okay, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. I like the way that ends, and I always think it's kind of funny. He just brought a dead girl back to life. You don't think the people in that village are going to know what's going on? The people who were sent out of the place knew she was dead. And now she's alive. You know what the world needs to hear from us? Once we were dead, but now we're alive. Amen? Amen. See, and I want you to look at this, and you need to know, see, trouble comes to all. You know that? If you think that your Christianity, if you perform it well enough, you won't have trouble, you don't know our God. Okay, performance Christianity is hurting more people today than almost anything else in professing Christianity. Because when it doesn't work out the way you want it, then you become disillusioned and discouraged and feel your God failed you or you're a failure, and then the accuser of the brethren will step right in on that, won't he? See, trouble comes to all. This is Jairus, okay, or Jairus, how you want to pronounce it, okay? In Matthew 5 and verse 45 tells us, it reminds us that it rains on the just and the unjust. Dealing with a friend that my son Mike is helping, one of the first people I've led to the Lord, and saw horrible stuff at the end of the Vietnam War. A lot of his stuff was blacked. It's blacked out. It's not been released yet, even after all these years, the things that he was involved in. And he suffers from certain things with it. I love him like a brother. When he was getting his psych eval, he's talking to the psychiatrist evaluating him, and he talked to him. He says, I can tell you, but that some of this is classified. You can't put this in the record. And the psychiatrist started crying. Okay? My friend's telling me about this, and he asked him how it works. And he says, "The rain." And he goes, "The rain washes away the pain, but the memories remain. The rain washes away the hurt, but it can't remove the thoughts." And he goes, "What do you mean the rain?" And he talked about tears. In my devotions today, it talked about him putting all our tears in a bottle. They mean something to your God. You may not know that when you're going through it, but you must believe it and understand he'll go through it with you. Job chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Yet a man is born unto trouble in sparks, as the sparks fly upward." See, this Jairus, he was a man of position. He was a ruler of the synagogue. Do you know that? Turn to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. He was a ruler in the synagogue. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 18. "And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, 'My daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thine hand upon her, and she shall live.' And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which had diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, 'If I may touch his garment, I shall be whole.' But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels," okay, "and the people making a noise, he said unto them, 'Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth.' And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. All that land. Now go to Mark chapter 5. So we see he's a ruler. We see there was minstrels, okay, at his house. There were professional mourners, people. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and shall live. And Jesus went with him, but much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, and you give that account there, the physician suffered many things and went through the same thing about touching the hem of his garment. Jesus knew what had happened, what had taken place. And you go to verse 35 there, and it says, And yet while he spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, because I don't want to read about the lady healed of her bleeding, okay? Synagogue, the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, Thy daughter is dead, why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only what? And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh into the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him. He entered in where the damsel was lying, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Okay, so I want you to know, I don't care what your station is. Trouble comes to you. It can come in your possessions. It can come in your family. It can come in your work. It can come in any part of your life. See, his daughter was very sick. She lay a dying. You know what I'm going to ask you tonight? When trouble comes, where do you truly turn to? Where do you turn to? You know, it's okay to ask for a prayer request, but are you praying, as Jesus said here, only believe? Many times people ask someone else to pray. Do you know there's people all the time ask this church to pray for them simply because they pray, but they don't believe God can answer their prayers. I'm telling you tonight, I believe God answers my prayers. Not because of me, but because of who he is. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Where do you turn to? You know, and this man, you see in Mark chapter 5, verse 22, what did he do? And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he what? Fell at his feet. And he besought him how? Greatly. He fell at the feet of Jesus. You see the same thing. And he worshipped him. It tells you that in Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting what? All your care upon him, for he careth for you. He besought Jesus greatly. He believed Jesus could help. He didn't know at that time, because she lay at the point of dying. He knew Jesus had healed before. He knew he'd healed before. But could he give back life? He begged Jesus to come to his daughter's deathbed. Do you tonight believe Jesus can help when you're in trouble? Do you? Matthew 5:23 says, Come, lay thy hands upon her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Think about that. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Why? Believe. You know, I want you to understand something. You say, how could they do this? Do you know that Jesus was spoken of throughout all of Judea? By this time, just in that the chapter previous to this, he healed the centurion's servant in Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. He raised the widow of Nain's son, Luke chapter 7 through verse 16. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 38, just previous to the text we read in Luke, he had the Gadarene demoniac sitting at his feet in his right mind and being told to go out and tell others. See, I want you to understand something. That's why he knew he could come to him. He still didn't understand who he knew he could heal. He's master. Master is somebody you answer to. Lord is somebody you worship. He's not just the master. He is Lord of all. This girl was only 12 years old. I want you to stand. Do not think pastoring is an easy job. Pastor Kenny's running in. Sometimes people all know how to do this. Okay? Until you stand over a coffin that's this long and this wide. Until you spend time in a hospital room watching a family grieve. Maybe you're with someone who's lost a child or someone's lost a parent or a grandparent. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. She was dying. You know something tonight? Your kids are dying. You're dying. They're dying. If they're at the point where they can understand sin, they are already dead if they don't know Jesus. They're dead in their trespasses and sins. The minstrels were there. You know, when I think of that, all I could think of was watching a New Orleans funeral. You know, and the band is struck up, and they hire mourners. There was mourners at this place. The minstrels were there. They were singing the songs of Zion, the weeping songs from Psalms, from Isaiah. They're professional mourners. You don't believe me? Matthew 9:23, Mark 5:38. Again, minstrels. They're playing there. You know what the world's message is? Is Jesus is coming to this man's house? Your daughter is dead. That's the world's message. They're dead. Don't trouble them anymore. See, because the world, death is final. Trouble not the master. While there is life, while there is breath, there is hope. But if they're saved, you have a hope that goes beyond the grave. Beyond the grave. Why trouble the master any further? I've seen God heal people who weren't supposed to live. I'm just telling you that. God gave me the privilege. Unto whom much is given, much is required. Amen? Trouble not the master. You ever think about it? Well, I don't know if I could bring it. I don't want to. People will tell your pastor, they've told me for years, well, I knew I should have said something to you, but I don't want to. You're so busy. I didn't want to give you anything more to think about. You rob us of a privilege. Trouble not the master. John 11:25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he. You know, it's no problem for Jesus. It's no problem for Jesus. The world said, let it go. She's dead. Go back to Luke chapter 8. Watch this. Verse 49, and while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying unto him, Thy master is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, What? You know what the message of the gospel is? Fear not, for I am with you always. Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not, believe only, she shall be made whole. In Mark chapter 5, verse 36, it says, Be not afraid, only believe. You know why that is? And you forget about it sometimes. You have a master, you have a Lord that Satan and hell couldn't keep. The miracle, the power of the resurrection, they couldn't keep him. Death has no hold on the master of life. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. If that makes us a cult, that's the one I want to be in, brother. I am. The world's reaction. You find it in Luke 8, 53, Mark 5, 40, Matthew 9, 29 or 24, whatever it is. They laughed him to scorn. You know what that is? It's unbelief. Lost people won't believe until they get saved. And then sometimes they still won't. I had conversation with my friend because I led his dad to the Lord 2 weeks before he died. My friend that I was telling you about. And he knew my dad real well. I led my dad to the Lord. I witnessed to my brother-in-law. And he'd look at me as he was dying and say, I don't want your Jesus. And I cried and I prayed and I witnessed to him again. And he goes, don't you understand? I know where my brother-in-law is. He's in the devil's hell. Only believe. Unbelief. Now, what was the end result of this? Because he's the master of life. Luke 54, 8:54. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maiden, or maid, arise. Isn't that I don't know about you, but I get excited about that. Arise. She only had to come up off her bed. You know what I'm waiting to hear? You find it in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, verse 1 or 2, and it says, Come up hither. Because he is the master of life. The world may scoff. Let him. Don't get angry about them scoffing. Put them before the throne of grace in your prayers. Don't get angry with them. Witness to them again. I didn't get saved the first time I heard the gospel. Some people have, but I didn't. I had a friend who witnessed to me for years. When my dad got saved, he talked to me about having a man witness to him on the island of Peleliu, where he earned his Bronze Star in World War II. Never got saved until much later in life, after he'd lost the only woman who truly loved him. And I know that because I know his second wife. When it cost him for a long time his children. But you know one day, you know what I'm going to see in heaven? Because my father believed. He got saved. I baptized him in the other building. And at the moment he died, he sat up in bed, turned, put his feet down, reached up, and fell over dead on his bed. I know who he was reaching to. The world may scoff, let him. Because life is real. Eternal life is real. A transformed life is real. New life is real. If here tonight, if you're saved, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a. Behold, all things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are now. Are, not was, are, present tense, become, continuing, imperative, new. Amen? That's the life God's given you. See, because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He's the master of life. And that's the message we need to take to those who don't know him. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Good night and God bless.